A very good morning to you. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire. It's International Women's Day. The theme for the year is Break the Bias. Break the Bias. Conversations ongoing around the various biases against women in Nigeria and across the world. Welcome to the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're live right now on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the show there and leave us your thoughts and comments on the conversation. You can also make do of with a tweet. You find us at Nigeria Info FM. You can use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF for the Morning Crossfire. Nigeria Info MCF there on Twitter. If you want to tweet, if you want to use WhatsApp, the number is 08095975805, 08095975805. I'll try to take the comments across all of these platforms and read your feedback from there. Now, let's talk about women living with disability today. Last year, I had a whole month on Table Talk looking at women breaking biases, women living with disabilities, breaking biases. And let's look at the biases against women living with disability, as well as domestic violence that they might face. Now, purple, green, and white are the colors of International Women's Day. Purple signifies justice and dignity. Green symbolizes hope. White represents purity, although that might be a controversial concept. And the colors originated from the Women's Social and Political Union in the UK in 1908. International Women's Day is a global day to celebrate the socioeconomic, cultural, and political achievements of women. It's also a day to call for action to continue fighting for gender equity. Now, as of March 2021, the last International Women's Day, there were 43 ministers and Buhari's cabinet, but only 7 of them are women. Despite a reminder of Nigeria's commitment to affirmative action that was signed in Beijing in 1995. We also had conversations throughout the week about the rejected special seat for women in parliament. Lawmakers also passing a bill providing a minimum of 20% for women in ministerial and commissional roles. And since the rejection of that bill, the Minister of Women Affairs had a lot to say about the rejection of the bill. And she demands that the lawmakers have possibly a rethink.
And I want to urge all Nigerian women not to give up. The struggle continues. We will continue to push until we get there. And I want to appeal to the consciousness of our men that if they know how their mothers toil and suffer for them to be here, and if they know the sacrifices their wife have gone through to bring 4 children for them, and they have daughters, they have sisters, God will pay us back according to what has taken place today.
You can see how passionate she was about it, saying, God will pay us back. Oh, that's the version of there is God, though. Everything we are doing, there is God. My guest is right here. We'll be talking about disability and women living with disabilities. However, I would begin with her. She's Christiana Akirimade. She's been on the show before. She's doing amazing work as a person with disability, but not deterred, not stopped. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Good to be here. Thank you for being here with us. Now, let's talk about this bill. The Minister of Women Affairs says God will judge the matter. Now, the lawmakers, again, like I like to say, overwhelmingly voted against issues of women, that are of concern to women. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think, firstly, that women should be accepted, even at the social level, even in our own homes, different homes. And some religions, bodies, they never accepted women as leaders. So that is where the problem and our challenges started. Once we see ourselves that we are one, that what a man can do, a woman can do better, or what a woman can do, a man can do better, equal. But the first thing we need to do is we should accept women that we are of same gender base.
Well, that's still far from our reality, because currently only 4% of lawmakers in the Ninth Assembly are women. Only 4% of all the lawmakers that we have, 4% of them are women. Our politics is still mainly men-focused.
And they're underrated.
Women are underrated.
They're underrated. So they never see women as somebody that can have an equal balance with them. That's how men see women. They are being underrated and being undermined.
But why do you think this is so? I mean, what is it? What exactly is that thing that gives some men, not all men I know, that gives some men, unfortunately, they're quite in the majority, you know, the idea that women are unequal to men, are lower, are inferior, substandard humans?
Well, it's only God that can change it, even from the religion bodies. I remember this trilite when they're trying to count the numbers of people that are there. They only counted men. So I think it started from there. They never recognized women right from the inception. So it's only God that can change that perspective right
now. Well, you're correct. In the counting in the Bible, I don't know about the Quran. I'm a Christian. You're correct. They say we have 5,000 men and women and children.
Women.
And women and children.
That's where it started.
You know, you're correct. You're absolutely right. Now let's talk about domestic violence and disability. Now, 1 billion people, that's about 15% of the world's population, experience one form of disability or the other. That's quite a huge number. Disability preference is higher, or rather prevalence is higher in developing countries. One-fifth of the global estimated total, that's, let's say, about 110 million, between 110 and 190 million experience disability. In Nigeria, one of the social injustices is domestic violence against women. And the problem of violence against women in Nigeria has not been given adequate attention. Now, let's start off with people living with disability. I mean, domestic violence is a huge scourge in our society as of today. One of my callers yesterday, you know, in passing, talked about his friend who beat his wife, you know, and how he has had to distance himself from that friend of his. I told him to go report the fellow to, you know, to the police or to one of these bodies, but he doesn't want to interfere. Now, how bad is this matter for women living with disability? Do they also face assault, violence? Tell me about it.
Okay, let me start with this calculation. I think about 80%, approximately, out of 25 million Nigerians living with disability, they lack information. And it started from women. There are some women that are living with disabilities. But because of the narratives or the perspectives that people with disabilities are liabilities. So that one, the stigmatization has been there. So it has not really exposed us to know our rights and to know what belongs to us. And that is why most of the assaults or most of the abuse we are having now, some of them are not recorded and they are not punished. Like the example you gave now, the woman could not even report. So it's not recorded and the person can still go unpunished. So most of the problems women with disabilities are facing, number one, because of the social and financial dependence we are having on them. Normally, because somebody is trying to... have a sample of one of my colleagues. When she was at home, an uncle was in charge giving her whatever she wants, and at the same time the uncle raped her.
Oh dear.
She couldn't talk. Why? Because of financial dependence. She believes if she talk, she might not be sponsored again until when she knows her right, she has to speak louder. So that is one of those things that is responsible for the violence we are facing.
And you see that you've touched on a very raw nerve. Financial dependence is one of the things that hold women down in general. And I would assume that this is even on a larger scale for women living with disabilities, because for a woman who doesn't have a disability, maybe she's got a little more independence.
Yes.
You know, than someone who needs another person to help them. Right, to help them write, to help them move about, to help them dress up. So when you're reliant on this person, if this person takes advantage of you,
yes, that is it. You take advantage, and that is what we are trying to tell the women now. We are exposing them that they should be educated, and most of them are being are going to schools now. But the problem with our government is they lack information, and at the same time, their mobility and financial dependent on people, and they are not often employed or enrolled in institutions.
Yeah.
And the learning opportunity is not always there. And most of the time now, we are trying to bring up to date IT technology so that they can be technologically inclined. So they can operate the laptops or the use of their phones. I use my own phone myself without anybody operating it for me. Why? Because of the learning opportunity I got immediately, I became visually impaired.
So, I mean, because you work in this space with not just women, with persons living with disability, how do you assess the availability of this technological, the apps? I know there are apps, you know, that help you.
Yes.
I know there are gadgets, you know, that are compliant, right, that also help you. How available is it? And for someone who doesn't have a job and who's not trained, who has a disability, and I'm sure a number of them are listening, not just the women, also men who are listening, who are possibly just still in the house, they don't know what to do yet. Excuse me. Their dependence on other person is huge. So how do they work around this?
And we work around it by bringing them on board, teaching them how to be technologically inclined so that they can go to Elzel themselves and have advanced technology. So that is the way they can receive information and they can be inclined to the social standard.
Now let's talk about this. Let's talk about abuse. Now, what forms of abuse do, aside the rape, let's talk about general society. I know that someone like you came, what do you say?
I say at Ethereum.
It's Iran. You came from there to VI.
Yes.
I've also had colleagues, I mean, that I've worked with who go to work and come back on by themselves. One of them, I can't forget, he took a bus on that Dokpemu Ikeja Road. And he was pushed out of the bus and his laptop was taken away from him. Oh. He's visually impaired. Yes. You know, so our society, again, you know, we're talking about insecurity. A young lady just died after taking a BRT bus, right? Now, how about persons with disabilities in the society? Do you feel safe, you know, moving around in a place like Lagos, for instance?
Well, let us put everything to God first. Well, to me, I think from, and those people that I know, we've been going around, like myself, I've been going around without anybody assisting me. And I've been moving around. Even at night, I come, I go, and at times I traveled on my own. But at times I decided to have somebody to go along with me. But for others, we just pray to God for them. Even those who are sighted, even the able ones, there's no security. Then what are we now talking about people with disabilities? I think it's only God that can see us through.
She says it's only God that can see them through. I want to go onto the phone lines for a bit. We'll come back to look at more statistics, right? 25 million disabled persons in Nigeria. 25 million. That's about one in every eight Nigerians. So if you count eight Nigerians, one of those eight would have one disability or the other. Today's International Women's Day. We're focusing on women with disability, but we spread this conversation open a bit. I want to break the bias against women, particularly today on the show, against women living with disability. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01-4657-190. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
This is Muritala from Lekki.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Let me just summarize what is in my mind before my credit to finish. So the issue of women that you two are talking about, women, they are the cause of their problem. God created this world in form of competition. So anything the man can do, woman can do. Anything woman can do, man can do. So the issue of receiving, push man into a place where there is hard labor. For the woman to be there to collect what man labor for, this is where man see opportunity to enter. So God does it, power in terms of physical, mental, and spiritual power. Everybody have access to, with genuine willingness to acquire knowledge. And if you have acquired knowledge, if you learn, you acquire knowledge. And if you have acquired knowledge, the application of that knowledge, it is your life. Woman can employ you. can start to, you can employ you as a driver. So the reason that men became, they want to take over, is because of the mentality of women.
What is the mentality of women?
The mentality of women is that they like to push men to a place where there is, where something becomes hard.
They like to push men to a place where things become hard. Is that what you said?
Yes. Their own is to receive. Is to receive. Anybody, the gravity of receiving is less compared to the gravity of giving. Anytime you continue receiving something from somebody, there's no. It's better for you to give rather than receive.
Okay, I hear you. I was really, because you said you would soon run out of airtime, and I really, really wanted to understand where you're going with that. So the summary of what he's saying is that there's not, women don't have any problem. It's just that they like to receive, and because they like to receive, they become, they've made themselves disadvantaged. Do you agree with what he's saying?
Well, I think
forward a bit.
I think it's from his own perspective, and generally is acceptable that way. As women, as we call men at the head. And once you are at the head, you have to take up the responsibility. You are in charge of the responsibility. And when you are in charge of the responsibility, financially too, you'll be in charge of the responsibility. And your wife will be part of your responsibility. So it is the right thing for a man to give to a woman. And it's our right to collect from a man. Yes,
madam has broken my table. Is okay. You guys know how I feel about that. I don't agree with you, but let me stay with the calls. Good morning, hello. Good morning. Thanks for calling. Can you speak into your phone? Please go ahead. Yeah, please go on. Your voice is too low. Can you speak into your phone? I can barely hear you.
The man that they called last is very wrong. Very wrong, because me, I'm a I have disability, and to go around with this disability, it cost me so many things that.
Can you please speak into your phone? We can barely hear you. Are you using a mouthpiece? Can you move it closer to your mouth? Hello.
They won't grant me.
Hello.
If I want to look for work, they won't grant me the work. They will look at me as I'm not a human being. That is why I've tried so many places. I mean, I learned how to make hair. I know how to make hair, but when you go to this big salon that you want to go and employ, they won't employ you because they will look down on you because you are disabled. They will say, even though collect you as in employ you for the work, those people around you that you are working together, they will make that place be hell to you, because they will be, as in, they will not take you as anything, they will insult you, there will so many challenges like that you even set up of looking for work to do.
So how do you survive right now?
I don't, that's why I decided to not work on any other person. I sit at home, the little work that, the little air that I do, that I make it to survive, and people, some little people that I know, they used to assist. That is right. So look for work. Even guys, they will toast you. They will, later they will leave with you. They will leave you alone because they don't count us as anything.
I'm so sorry about
that. It's very, sometimes I just overlook it. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I just pray to God and God to just send help us.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry about your situation. I need to go on a break right now. This is the Morning Crossfire. I'll be right back. National Women's Day, Break the Bias. And today we're looking to break the bias against women living with disability. One of my callers before the break said, oh yeah, well, the force is on the women. They're trying to claim, you know, that they're inferior. Everybody should just go grab it. My guest here also believes that, well, if men claim to be the head, then you should be willing to also bear the burden that come along with it. Oh yeah, 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello. Okay, please try again. Female callers, you have a line. That's 01465-71190. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Madam Sandra.
My name is Wemimo.
Thank you. Wemimo, you and Sandra have the same voice.
Yeah, so I always hear. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. I came back again. So what I was trying to say...
No, you cannot come back again. No, that's enough. Let other people call. I didn't know it was the same person. It's the same. You know, that's enough. Okay, we have other people on the line. So once you call once, that would do. After this, I'll go on to WhatsApp. Hello? Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Joan Baba, calling from Fester, first time caller.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Mama, the reason why I call is that in Nigeria, many young ladies, even girls, they are not ready to work. Even though you see the one that want to work, all their intention is let them get money. They don't have business plan. Even some people, I don't know, maybe their background or the way they have been trained at home, they'll make them, their own result, jump into men, different men, extract money from them. Even if you see, I've met a lot of girls in my life that...
Hello?
If you meet... Hello?
Yeah, you say you've met a lot of women that...
A lot of girls, even when I was in school, if you have money, what are your plans? What are your dreams for the future? None of them have dreams. Just get them money, fix hair, fix nails. They don't care. But I look for big phones. So that's the thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I think there's a genuine concern also. I totally agree that we still have a crop of ladies who unfortunately are like, they will talk about that in a moment. Hello? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Sadiq from Ajah.
Okay. Sadiq, please go ahead.
Yes, please. Actually, the topic is a very interesting one. And as international women, as well as women.
Thank you.
Yes, you know, we understand the situation, and it's not just the Nigerian story, it's not national thing, it's the whole question.
Yes.
You know, about bias against women. It's there. You know, but, you know, let us look at it, right? Let us look at it objectively. And, you know, from what the other callers have also been saying regarding women being on the receiving end. For instance, let us take the Russia-Ukraine war as an example, right? I won't say that there are not some women who are volunteering to pick up arms to defend their country, Ukraine or so. But look at the proportion of men to women who are, you know, taking up arms to say, we are ready to, you know, sacrifice our lives to defend this country, right? Majority of the women will, you know, of course, just maybe go and hide somewhere or, you know, take the power, things like that. We won't doubt that there are women who are doing very well in all industries, banking, finance, law, and the case. But even generally, while there are still some number of women who are, you know, bold enough to be out there, to, you know, to make these sacrifices, the proportion is quite, you know, there is a large proportion of women who are not ready to do this or to take on this responsibility. I think how we can change this is, you know, parents really need to, you know, from the onset, like from the, you know, the upbringing of the children as a woman, you understand, to try to ensure that, you know, they are given the proper orientation that you are not less equal. To a boy or to a man.
I hear you, and I totally agree. I mean, Madam Krishana, so if we talk about with ladies, I mean, let's look at what the last callers have said, that some ladies would rather just wait and receive. But I would argue that this, like the final caller said, comes from the raising of the girl child. If you're raised to believe that you are only to be given, you can't create value yourself, then you would not know any better, would you?
Yes. I think all this depends on women. You cannot give out what you did not have. For women raising up girls, children, all these ladies, what about the mother? What has she gotten to give the children on to train the girls? When girls need something, they run to their mother. Mother, please, I need this. But you have nothing to afford. You have nothing to offer. By the time women don't have anything to offer to the girls, children, they can easily go outside. I think the upbringing, the problem comes from homes. So that's why we parents, especially mothers, widows, despite what the husbands or the fathers has done, I think we too should stand like a man to be in charge.
No, don't stand like a man. Stand like a woman.
When I say a man.
No, don't stand like a man. Okay, stand like
stand
a woman.
Like a woman so that you too can be in charge to take care of your girls, children.
I hear you. The lines are on fire. Let's take some more calls. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, my name is Bola. I'm in Ikeja.
Okay. Thank you, Bola, for being here.
Yes, I just want to respond to some of your callers. You understand? I'm hearing things like ladies don't worry. I think it is perception, honestly. Maybe those days, I will agree. But not these days. You have more men who claim to be men, who feel like men, and they are feeding off from women. Plenty outside. To say that women are not working now is fallacy. I don't agree with it. More women are working now than men. That is all I call to say.
Thank you very much. Again, I cannot disagree with you. That appears to be a reality. More women are buckling up. More women are breaking the stereotypes, breaking the biases, shunning anything and just going straight for what they want. Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again if you can. Hello. Okay, call again. Also, let me read some messages from Facebook. Tybat Allison is on Facebook and she says, remember, the important gift of a parent of a physically challenged person is education, and government should please employ any educated physically challenged person. She says, that man that called earlier is definitely married to a liability. Tybat says she's disabled and working. I go out at 7. I resume home to house chores. I go to bed by 9 and by 5 a.m. I'm up again. Women are hustlers that deserve tips from men. If we are given, we collect. Not that we are wired to receive. Femi Taiwo says, well, meanwhile, I'm on my second job. And as regards what said that they don't treat physically challenged people as humans, it's not totally true. The issue most of us is we go with an approach of begging for it instead of going as a professional who can do the job. So job wise it's not everywhere, and if you go as a pro and not a defeated person, people will see you differently. Let's not conceive that idea as standard. Do you think this is true, that people with disabilities, you know, go for jobs, they don't go as professionals, you know, negotiating their worth? They're going on the platform of, would you please give me? Do you think this is so?
No, it is not.
You need to move forward a bit.
It is not so. Most of the time, they go out as professionals, but they're not the stigmatization. I think it's the narrative from the society. That when they see people with disability, they are being undermined, and they are being underrated. That, who is this Dalile? What do you want? What can you do? What can you offer? And despite the fact that we have more of people living with disability in our institutions, they are learning now. Majority of people that are disabled are educated. It is only the few ones that are not. And majority of them are entrepreneurs. When they discover that they are not being given jobs, and it's only in government that are giving them jobs, the few government vacancies, but in private organizations, they are not really employed.
You are an entrepreneur.
I'm an entrepreneur.
What's the journey like for you?
It wasn't easy then. When I started, I was just going from one place to the other. You know, as an ex-banker, I would go to banks. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm selling. And at the same time, that's why I was giving grants. And from there, I have to establish my own organization in a very small way. And later, it became big. And at least for now, I have about 5 people that I've employed working with me. So it wasn't easy. But at the same time, I think I escaped it.
All right. We're back on the phones. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Paul. Calling from Aja.
Yeah.
Am I speaking with Wemimo?
Yeah, speaking.
Okay. I want to comment on the issue.
Yeah, please go on. Please go ahead.
You see, what I want to say is that, you see, we human beings, most of the things that are disturbing us are caused by ourselves. Naturally, God has made everything to be the way He wants. He designed everything in His own interest. But we human beings, because of civilization, we abandon the things of God and want to do things our way. That is why we are having these problems. Women will never agree that the men are the head.
But you know, you don't even say women. Say Wemimo. If you want to talk to me with your full chest.
No, you are not the first woman that ever said this.
Yeah, but
I've been saying this.
But
so, from the beginning, naturally, God has made woman to be under the man.
How? When? At what parliamentary sitting did that happen?
Okay, that is how you'll be asking, but it is like that.
But if it's like that, I'm only asking you to explain what you said.
Let me say in this way. Okay, coming to gender equality mm-hmm. that women are protesting for. You see, nobody is saying that the women are not human beings. The women are also human beings.
But
and nobody denied them to come out to contest. If the only thing is that most women, most especially in Nigeria, they don't have interest in politics.
Well, you are talking from two sides of the mouth. In one breath, you're telling me that God wired it so that women are inferior to men. In the other breath, yes. You are even saying yes with your full chest.
Wemimo, you can agree with me that for your parents, your forefathers, uh-huh. the way they lived before is not the way we are living today. And the way they lived before, things were much better with them than now.
Things were better.
Even broken marriages. You don't have broken marriages.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
That's a lie. Let me wait. Don't go. Wait. Just hold it. That's a lie. I'm going to tell you that's a lie because if you look at marriages in the olden times, it was easier for a woman to leave her husband when she's tired of that marriage. If you think about grandparents, great-grandparents, many of them moved across husbands and wives. They had many wives. Some of them left one husband and moved to another. Many of them, their parents plucked them from here and moved them elsewhere. So don't tell me that marriages just started breaking now. Secondly, you can also but you're saying that things were better then. In the olden days, they used to kill twins. Is that better? Things have changed. We've got in every generation, there are good things and there are bad things. Things were not necessarily better then. People used to farm with their hoes. No, you must not run out of credit. Stay there. Don't go away. In those days, traditional farming that they were doing with their hoes was better than what we have now. Every generation has something good and got something bad. You can't keep saying, oh, that generation was better. Then you should have been born there. You are born now. Make do with what you have now.
Better.
Why were you not born then?
Even respect among men. The children nowadays, they don't even respect their elders. And that is why you see most children doesn't last longer these days. Because they don't respect their elders.
So also women don't respect men as inferior beings as they are.
Women doesn't look at men these days as people who are ahead of them.
But that's because you're not ahead of us. Wake up.
We are. God has made it like that.
I've refused to take it. Oh, he has run away. At what parliamentary sitting did that happen that men are better? He's even telling me that women are inferior human beings. Come on. Wake up, mister. Sam is on the line from Lagos Island. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
And good morning to your guest.
Thank you.
Happy International Women's Day.
Can you speak up for us? Are you still in bed? You sound like you are having
happy
a cool...
International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Sam.
Welcome.
I've listened to everything, and it's really unfortunate. We just need to keep training the boy child. Do you understand? A lot of us have been brainwashed religiously, especially that religion of a thing, tribe of a thing. Even you tell a man that a woman is capable of getting married to three men, they'll tell you, who are you? But they forget that there's something called polyandry.
Yeah.
But polygamy, we embrace it. Look at what the National Assembly are doing. You understand? I keep saying it. The only difference between a man and a woman is the physical strength, and it's not in all factors. You understand? It's not in all factors. I just hope we do the right thing. Let them keep campaigning. Let them keep talking. But it's really unfortunate that a lot of women, too, don't see it that way. A lot of women feel men are higher than women, and that is where the problem is.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam, for calling. The same kind of brainwashing that men have had. Unfortunately, women have also had the kind of brainwashing to think that men are inferior humans. No, you're not, sir. I didn't get the name of that caller. Sorry to bust your bubble. Yet a man is not an inferior human being than a woman. Yeah, ma'am, Christian. What's your comment on this?
What?
Move forward a bit, please.
I don't even know what to say about this. But I just believe we are women, and I believe we are equal before God and before man.
I mean, the only difference between a man and the woman are the genitals and maybe some of the internal organs.
That makes a difference. But at the same time, not everybody sees it that way.
Yeah, but my job is to make sure that at least those who listen to this show, I convert them. Andy is on the line from Oja. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Ma.
Thanks for calling.
I'm listening to your conversation about man and woman.
Yes, sir.
And they are asking the last, before this last caller, some question. Which parliamentary did they discuss that nobody is saying that a woman is inferior to
no,
a man.
But that caller was saying so.
No. A woman is never inferior to a man, but a woman complements a man.
No, why? How?
That is what the Bible says.
Where?
That is what I believe.
Where?
In Genesis.
Where?
Genesis.
Where
God
in Genesis?
Told Adam that I'm giving you a compliment.
Well, yeah, where
a
now?
A woman is to compliment a man. When you're a Christian.
See, don't fight now. Don't raise your voice. I said where. I want to read it. Just tell
okay,
me where.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
I'm going to read it out right now. Are you ready for it?
Yes, go on.
Oh, yeah, hold on here for me. Wait, I'm coming. Give me 1 minute. Okay, thank God for the internet. This is a scripture that Andy is quoting for us. To the woman, he said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe, very painful labor. You will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
So what do you make out of that?
What do you make out of that?
Explain that now.
What do you make out of that? Okay, so...
What did the Bible say? It's clear now. The statement there is clear.
That the man will rule over the woman.
Yes. Is that not what the Bible says? Okay, read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22.
Hey, O'Shea, Andy came ready for me.
Read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22.
Wait now, come. Hey, we're doing Bible study, ladies and gentlemen, on International Women's Day. Okay, Ephesians 5:22. I'm reading from the internet. You can also read along with us. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as say the Lord.
What do you make out of that?
What do you make out of that?
Thank you very much.
Okay, now let me give you my response. You want to wait to hear it or you want to drop the line?
I'm listening.
Now, when you quote scriptures and you quote them out of isolation, put off your... don't go away now. You stay on the line so that you can reply me. You know, it's very convenient to pick out one part of the Bible or whatever religious book, if you're a religious person, that suits you. It's very easy. But if you're a thorough Christian, and I believe that I'm one, you don't take a Bible passage in isolation and then justify your misbehavior. You read the Bible in totality. If you're reading a chapter, you read the whole of it. If you expand these scriptures, let me expand them for you so that I can help you read it. But should I be doing Bible study? But I'm just going to advise you that you expand that scripture, those chapters you've talked about. Read the preceding chapters, read the whole of that chapter, read the ones afterwards. Then calm down your mind, okay? And then truly understand what is going on there. Good morning, Odo.
Hello?
Put up the radio,
please.
Hello? Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
You know, all these things, they make me laugh.
In fact, I'm telling
you. Where man choose to be better than woman, that the woman is not special, let me put it that way. A woman that carry you for 9 months, give birth to you, you are not saying is not special, is inferior. See, a man that cannot submit to God, is now he needs the wife to submit. These are the men that is quoting all those scriptures. For you cannot submit totally to the Almighty God that created you. You want to make woman your slave. It's not possible. We are special people. Then if you do your duty right, you will see the women worshiping you. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Demi Mo.
Thank you for calling.
I'm good. Good morning. Yeah, so you guys are the man. I'm Abigail, sorry for me, Demo. You guys are the man that just called and was quoting Bible. I think the paragraph said, our husband. So you can't expect every woman to be inferior or subject to you as a man. You can go to your house and ask your wife for suggestions, for whatever, submission. But you cannot see me as a lady outside and expect that I should be submissive to you because I'm a woman. Hell no. The Bible said, her husband, and you are husband to a woman, one woman. You're not husband to every woman, all the women in the in Nigeria, in the world. So if he wants that, he should go and demand the inferiority from his.
It's not even inferiority. That's why I sent him back to read. I hope he has an open mind, because I read it out in here. Your desire will be for your husband. That means that out of love, the woman would agree to you. Do you understand? It's a desire. Is a desire, it's not a lordship thing. I don't know where this is coming from, but sincerely, we've got a lot of it's a desire. Yeah, I read it, it said your desire will be to your husband. It's a desire, it's not you coming to Lord. I said, calm down. If you want to read Bible, be calming down and read it. Unfortunately, my phone, oh my gosh, look, you guys like this. The phone lines are on fire. Good morning, hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mama.
Yes, welcome. Please make it quick. My time's almost up.
Yes. I just want to praise women. Today is International Women's Day.
Yes.
Thank God we are equal to the task, even in this precarious situation we find ourselves in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we will use this opportunity to tell our men, stop using women to do ritual, cutting our breasts, cutting our private parts. Don't do that. Leave us alone the way God created us. This is a day we should campaign against all those nonsense they do with our bodies.
Yeah.
Stop ritualing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Stop raping.
Stop raping. Stop sexual assault. A woman is not an inferior human. She's as human as you are. If by her desire she chooses to love you and submit to you, it's her desire.
Don't impose yourself.
Nothing here in any of the scriptures you've written says that you will impose yourself over her. It is out of her desire. But we need to go now. Go and do Bible study when you get back to your own house. All right, Christiana Kirimadi, thank you very much for being on the show today. Happy International Women's Day. Let's keep breaking the bias. You know, Wemi Muadewuni is here to break all the tables, right? The show returns tomorrow at 5 a.m. Make sure to join me. I'm on social media at Wemi Mo Sport. You can come and have Bible study there if you want. Have a fantastic day. Jimmy, this is back with Daily Digest after this. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Bye now, brother.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
My country people, time down reach una go enjoy better life, oh, with iTel Home Appliances. Yes, so make una choose, buy, and enjoy the best on top iTel Home Appliances. Then get stainless and plastic boiling flask with a ton of instant tar. After water don't boil finish, blender will no fit break. We get two jugs inside, spray, dry, plus including steam pressing iron, where they match with every temperature. Join with standing and one fan, we get 5 blades, and then go fit use them for home, and be for office. Oh, Coco Bio.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.